Wir sind die geizigste Station der Welt. Weekend Music Radio aus Schottland. Um Strom zu sparen, schalten wir jetzt ab. Wir bitten um Verständnis für diese Sparmaßnahme.
Weekend Music Radio. I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine would let me in.
Song from George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and Move It On Over here on Shortwave Radio WMR on Shortwave, obviously with the name Shortwave Radio WMR. 6265 and the 48 meter band, the old 48 meter band, alive and kicking with the sound of free radio all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, once again with WMR and also our sister station, the good ship Venus. They've been doing a lot of testing and mucking about with antennas and all that blasted of stuff in the week on the various frequencies. So big shout goes out to Jim the Sailor. Jimmy the Sailor, how's it going, old boy, on the good ship Venus? Hope you're not being made to scrub the decks too hard today. Ha! Talking of Scotland, another Scottish band from Dunfermline called Nazareth. Remember one of my drinking buddies saying to me, yes, this is, I remember the time I took Uncle Ronnie to see Nazareth in a little venue, long after they were famous, you know. And Uncle Ronnie was greeting the face off him, wondering if they were going to play the well-known song Broken Down Angel, which of course they were going to do anyway. But old Fraser went up to say, excuse me, he says, you couldn't play Broken Down Angel for Uncle Ronnie, could you? He's greeting the face off me, said to Dan McCafferty, the lead singer. And he was that taken aback and gobsmacked. He says, I've never had a request in all the years I've been doing this. Nobody's ever come up to me and said, could you play this or play that? He says, of course I'll play it for you. I'm going to play it anyway, of course. That was the big tune. It wouldn't be a Nazareth gig without Broken Down Angel. But and sure they did. And Uncle Ronnie was absolutely gobsmacked when he got a mention. But not only that, when they went down to the bar later on in this smaller venue, who was standing at the bar and bought them a drink but Dan McCafferty from Nazareth. Wow. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. It's Weekend Music Radio from Scotland on 6265, rocking Europe.
I rose above the noise and confusion. glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher.
There from Kansas and Carry On My Wayward Son here on Shortwave Radio WMR. It's Weekend Music Radio all the way from Bonnie, Scotland to the world, really, on 6265 kilohertz, and we're also on the internet at wmrscotland.com. You'll find full contact details on that page, wmrscotland.com. And if you really want to get in touch with us, best way to get a hold of us is by a simple email, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. And that comes straight through to yours truly, Jack. I wonder what that instrumental is he's playing, I hear you say. Should be very familiar to you. It's by the Alfie Kahn Sound Orchestra and a track called Woman. But it was a guy called Norman Nelson on Radio East Coast Commercial that made it famous on the shortwave band for many, many years. Wonder how many years ago it is since Norman passed away. A sad miss to free radio. He kept the flag flying for many, many years on the shortwave band. There's another station I've not heard from for a very long time. It's Britain Radio International. I saw a rumour about BRI recently, but the rumour turned out to be unfounded. So Roger Davis alive and kicking, thankfully. I better say hi to a few people who've been helping out the technical advances here at WMR, giving us reception reports and saying hi. Got to say hi to Terry at Radio Big Feet, and he's been helping Jim with signal reports, which is ever so helpful. Thanks for that, Terry, at Little Feet Radio. Also Radio Pluto in the Netherlands. Good to have you with us. Thanks for all the help and reception reports. Jim's been getting himself into a tizzy when he gets reception reports saying the audio's a bit low. Yeah, we know it's a bit low. We're getting there, though. It's all time. If anyone remembers the return of Caroline in 1983, it sounded as though the studio wasn't particularly well soundproof because you used to hear the sound. Used to hear the sound of the generators when the microphone went up. So they had a lot of work to do as well when they came back. Well, so have we. It's not rocket science. We're getting there. And we're just using a simple amplifier mod just now. Amplifier modulation. Into a probably not very well suited mod transformer. But that'll be getting sorted out. Not sure if it'll be sorted out today, Sunday, or if it'll be later in the week. By the time we get around to that. Busy, busy studio here at WMR, of course. Okay, carrying on the music here on the shortwave band. But before that, I better give you the old address if you don't have internet connection, if you're one of these old sour-faced guys that says, I'm no having a computer. No siree. Well, if you're one of these guys, I thought I'd be one of those guys, but hey, I'm not. I'm not in the least. You can still write to us the old-fashioned way with a nice letter. Write to WMR 14 Stone Row, Coleraine in Northern Ireland, BT521EP, or as we used to say in one of the old FM stations we used to do, 14 Stone Row, Coleraine in Northern Ireland, yeah.
Music machine, WMR, Music Machine.
Hello, this is Weekend Music Radio.
Bonjour, ici Weekend Music Radio.
Hello, this is Weekend Music Radio.
Shortwaves never sounded better.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
There's a Dutch jingle, especially for our Dutch listeners. Nicked off the old WMR. That predated Radio Del Mama, yes. Hence it probably sounded muffled.
Yeah.
great song from Fleetwood Mac, who have done a few fantastic documentaries on Beeb 4 in the recent couple of years. Not least the one with Peter Green as well. I had to laugh when there was a big argument broke out with Stevie Nicks and John McVeigh, the bass player. John, one of the founders of Fleetwood Mac, says, look, Stevie, why don't you just leave? And she did. She left the band. And he meant, leave the room. Thought that was quite funny. Yeah, very funny. So it's WMR from Scotland, Weekend Music Radio. WMR playing the best in music and doing some funky stuff for you. This what is it? It's 10th of August 2014. Good to have you with us today on the shortwave 6265. Turn the studio monitor down, because guaranteed some of the critics on shortwave will say, yes, you're getting a bit of feedback there, Jack. Yes, I know we're getting feedback. I love the music roaring behind me in the background, so it sounds pretty good in the background, but when the microphone comes on, of course, you get a little bit of feedback. Now, talking of our critics that have been going on about the low modulation, I wonder if I should dig up a recording of some of the earlier Dutch pilots that used to come on the air, when they used to come on with these distorted transmitters. And I mean, they were really distorted, they had faults on them, but they just used them. And a couple of the worst ones I think I ever heard were Flying Dutchman Radio. Remember that in the sort of mid 80s, Flying Dutchman Radio? And there was another one called Radio KPO. I think that would be the early part of the 80s. Radio KPO, which later went on to become, believe it or not, the mighty KBC, which is still on the go today. But KBC's very early transmissions were just a distorted hum. That's all, the only thing you can describe it. But they were happy with that. That was good enough. At least our signal is reasonably listenable. It's certainly not just a distorted hum. If the transmitter decides to go into a distorted hum, I guarantee you we'll be switching off very quickly. Ah, it's all good fun, isn't it, on shortwave? It's Weekend Music Radio. Great to be back on the HF dial. Not sure if we're going to be sticking to 6265. I was trying to dig up the WMR 6400 crystal, because 6400 is a pretty good channel in the summer months, which we still are hanging on to, and no more the late summer here at WMR. It's always sad when you go out at night and you get that sort of back end feel when the nights are starting to get cooler. A few weeks ago I was running around in short trousers, and we were in a bit of a heat wave here in the UK. I mean, the whole of the UK was under the heat wave. It was lovely, but I've got to be honest and say some of the trees and the plants were really suffering. And if you took the old dog a walk through the woods, you would see some of the trees were really suffering from the lack of water. So we don't have any lack of water today when we're recording the programme here at WMR. It's not so nice. But it is still midsummer in a certain sort of way, I suppose. But things to look forward to include big jumpers, big pullovers, welly boots, all that sort of stuff. But also, Transatlantic DX, if you're a DXer. And I know a lot of people are DXers that listen to the shortwave pilots, of course. We must say hello to a couple of those DXers who have been in touch with us lately, including Mark on the Borders, the Scottish Borders. He listens to the shortwave band. Thanks very much for getting in touch and helping out with reception reports. And also the Satnipper. The Satnipper is down in the smoke. Thanks very much for your reception reports, and good to know you're getting a signal down there in the capital, in among all the noise and the smoke and all that sort of stuff. So play this one for you. It's Loudon Wainwright III. I was listening to some test transmissions from Jim the other day, and he always played this Loudon Wainwright song, and I thought, I've got a good song from Loudon Wainwright III. It's called Dead Skunk. Got this from Mark Stafford, actually. I had him playing it on the show, the Sunday night show on Caroline one night. Great little catchy track. Weekend Music Radio from Scotland on the shortwave.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed, and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk.
Thought that was a rather nice little tune. The first time I heard it, I was listening to Mark Stafford on Caroline in about 1998 or something, and he played it, and I thought, good grief, yeah, got to get a hold of that one. Loudon Wainwright III and Dead Skunk on Shortwave Radio WMR 6265. And I was mentioning earlier in the programme that 6265 was the old European music radio channel, but it also was the old Radio Krypton channel. Remember, Radio Krypton used to be on there every week between something like 11 and 1 or 11 and 12 or something like that, every Sunday in life with Kevin Kent. And he used to use the old address, 134 East Worth Road, Churchane, Surrey, KT168DT. I can still recite that old address and postcode after all these years. The old addresses just seem to stick in your memory, don't they? Including the postcodes. I bet I can do the 13 The Chase, Crawley, Sussex in England. Nope, don't know the postal code for that. You've got to say the address first before the memory banks kick in. I wonder if I can do the Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Notts in England. NG241... No, I don't know if I know the postal code for that either, but the 134 East Worth Road address certainly sticks in my memory like that. Wow, amazing stuff. After all these years, as WMR, still on shortwave 6265 on the 48-metre band, around a couple of 807s in the transmitter today, so we're probably kicking out around 80 watts or something, doing quite well, and oscillator valve is an EL84. We're still using old valve equipment. I know some of the shortwave pilots today use solid-state gear, but still using very old-fashioned valve equipment. Stuff that would kill you, in fact, if you came in drunk and touched it or something like that. Anyway, we're not going to do that. We're going to just carry on playing some music here on the wonderful world of shortwave radio.
Shortwave pirates never sounded so good. Weekend Music Radio.
Right on with music, WMR.
Indeed, right on with music. Classic from Don Henley. The last worthless evening here on shortwave radio WMR 6265.
You're beginning to realize of love sometimes, but it never blooms.
Powerful song from Don Henley, and The Last Worthless Evening from his solo part of his career. Saw a lot of complaints on the web about the latest Eagles tour and the rip-off seating arrangements that they squeeze people in at ridiculous angles to the stage just to squeeze a few more shillings out the poor punters. Don Henley in The Last Worthless Evening here on Shortwave Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. I can just hear Mike Ross saying, Alan Eyetoppers. Case in the Pressure Group playing away in the background. The old theme tune from the Lydia North Sea International. Topper's 20 show. When he used to give the rundown. Anyhow, it's WMR from Scotland, as I said, and we're on a kind of test transmission today. We're just getting things together after many a long year, doing some technical work to our rigs and twisting a few wires together. And we are getting there. Spent a bit of time this last couple of weeks twisting some wires together in the pouring rain, just to bring you free radio at the weekend. So if you want to get in touch with WMR, we'll certainly send you out a PDF EQSL. I remember a few years ago saying, I'm never going to send out EQSLs. Oh, hi, the new never. And this last couple of years, I have actually been doing that. So much more convenient. I always said, always send out a hard copy QSL. Well, we've got a box of letters waiting to be replied to. Somewhere then below the bench, I haven't seen that box for years. Probably most of the folk in them have died off and left the planet, I don't know. So if you're waiting for the QSL card from WMR, just send us an email and we'll send you an eQSL, start from scratch or something. And we'll get it going.
DX friendly radio stations are not dead. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
More and more treasures are pulled from secret hideouts, cupboards, cellars, and attics. The offshore radio heritage is alive and kicking. Continuously, forgotten recordings are being saved digitally in the Dutch Download Club. They're made available to radio fans in the form of download files, compilation CDs, and the live 365 internet program. At least four new historic programs each week for only 10 euros a year. Look for all details at www.offshoreradio.org. The Download Club.
If that shortwave is hot, you know what you've got. Weekend Music Radio. Scotland.
I think I'm gonna throw away the chains from my heart. 'Cause lately I've been feeling like I'm free. I think I'm gonna give myself a brand new start.
I wonder if anyone recognised that song as being from the band Spooky Tooth and Wings of My Heart from the 70s on Weekend Music Radio. Spooky Tooth have a bit of history, and the big fella from Spooky Tooth, now I just can't quite remember his name, went on to form this band. Yeah, and you'll know this band as soon as you hear the first note of the first beat. yes. Don't deform, Foreigner.
Standing in the rain, with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his head to the wall, and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar. Secondhand store, didn't know how to play it, but he knew for sure that one guitar felt good in his hand. Didn't take long to understand. Just one guitar, some way down low, was a one-way ticket, only one way to go. He started rocking, ain't never gonna stop. Gotta keep on rocking. Someday gonna make it to the top and be a jukebox hero.
Don't stop in the eye.
Be a jukebox hero. He's a
favorite that one still is on rock radio stations all over the world, and also on Bikers Do's doing rock discos for them. They love a bit of Foreigner, and yeah, the big fella from Foreigner, still can't remember his name. I forgot to look it up during the course of this record. I was too busy dancing in the studio to that one. And he used to be one of the members, if not the founder, of Spooky Tooth. I'm not sure if he was the heat bummer, as they say in Scotland, the heat bummer in Spooky Tooth. But he went on to become the founder of Foreigner for sure. And he was the only one of the original band members left when I went to see them a couple of years ago. They were playing, it was Foreigner, Journey and Styx. And I'll tell you the story about that, in fact. I've probably said this before on the airwaves, but I'm going to tell you again, because it's been a while since we've been here on the airwaves of Europe, WMR Scotland, that is. Foreigner and Styx were absolutely first class, superb. Journey, I wouldn't go and see them again. I wouldn't be bothered with that. It's not because of the young fella that's singing with them now. He does sound so much like Steve Perry, but he's... he's too interested in the new album this and the new album that, and here's another one from a new album. And I wasn't there to hear the new album stuff. I was here to hear the old Journey classics that I wanted to hear, and I never played a lot of them because of the time factor of playing the new album stuff. So, no, I wouldn't have run back and see Journey. But Foreigner, on the other hand, now they played classic after classic after classic, and I'd go and see them if they were playing on their own. They were absolutely stunning, first class. And it's not even the original singer. It's none of the original members, but they all have sort of rallied round the big former member guy, Davey something, I can't remember the second name, Dave I think is his name, and created this Foreigner sound that sounds just like the original band from the 70s and 80s. Superb. And no, the name's not going to come to me. I thought it was a similar name to some other band member of another band. I think it is. I'll maybe look it up if I remember during the course of the next record, which takes me back to 1983 and an August night. When's 1983? Almost 30 years ago. 31 years ago, yeah. 31 years ago almost. And listening to the first night on the air from the Ross Revenge, Radio Caroline had returned on 963 kilohertz, and they played this song during the course of that superb, magical evening. From England, Dan and John Ford Coley. And Tony Gareth played this for, I think he played it for some guys back in Ireland or something. Love Is the Answer here on Weekend Music Radio. It's also an old WMR song that Dave Anderson used to play on the early programmes of Weekend Music Radio in the very early 1980s.
The man in your heart, or the
England Dan and John Ford Coley. Love Is the Answer from, I think that's from around 1980. Or is it 79? Or is it 81? It's around that time anyway. And by the way, just in reference to the last comment about Foreigner, the guy's name is Mick Jones. That's right, Mick Jones. And he was in Spooky Tooth as well. And they also had connections with King Crimson, the guys from Foreigner. So a great band and great sounds as well. You're listening to the transmitters of Weekend Music Radio, WMR 6265 on the 48-metre band, shortwave, the old 48-metre band. Good to be back on the airwaves today. This 10th of August 2014, the second half of the Jack programme. And, well, what's been happening since last you heard from me? Quite a lot, no doubt, because it's way back at Christmas time when WMR was last on the air. And that particular day, I don't think the band conditions were quite as good as they might have been. So let's hope you're hearing us a little bit better today. We are doing some technical work, an ongoing project here at WMR to get the transmitter sounding as good as it might with the with the components available. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, eh? The components available. Now, what's in store for you for the rest of the programme here? Not too much. We've only got about 10 minutes left or so, 5 minutes maybe, a couple more tracks to slip in. We've got to say hi to another DXer who has been listening in to us. That's Paul in Scotland as well. Thanks very much for your reception reports. Old chap. Sometimes he's on the east, sometimes he's on the west, you know. Paul, thanks very much for that. And also to another Paul and the gang over in the Great Northwest, a place I used to go. This is the Great Northwest over in Ireland, where I used to go many, many years ago. Some 20-odd years ago, I used to be a regular over in that part of the country. And twisting wires together, making transmitters out of old scrap. Yes, those were the days. And remember the wild Atlantic winds whistling down our cruisers and soaking us back in those days if we went over in the winter months. Johnny, Who's Crying Now, coming up after we hear from Gary Moore. Great track. It's like we're playing some of the old American driving rock type stuff, eh, today. The soft rock format. Great stuff, Gary Moore. The late Gary Moore, which is a great shame.
Loneliness is your only friend. A broken heart that just won't mend is the price you pay. It's hard to take when love grows old. The days are long and the nights turn cold when it fades away. You hope that she will change your mind.
Certainly is. The heat is on shortwave 6265 in a 48-meter band. Almost time for me to say bye-byes for now for this little two-hour show. Sunday 10th of August 2014. It's been great to have you with us. Do hope you'll join me again soon. Not too sure when this program will be being aired. It'll probably be going round and round and round again, so who knows? Johnny from 1982. Playing out with this one. Who's crying now? On shortwave radio, WMR.
Mystery. Still they try to see why something good can hurt so bad. Caught on a one-way street. The taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow. We'll
Weekend Music Radio ist Schottlands beste internationale Radiostation.
Weekend Music Radio playing all over Europe now. Now.
Jetzt freies Radio aus Schottland. Weekend Music Radio.
Broadcasting on the shortwave band around the world. This has been another broadcast of Weekend Music Radio.
Wir sind die geizigste Station der Welt. Weekend Music Radio aus Schottland. Um Strom zu sparen, schalten wir jetzt ab. Wir bitten um Verständnis für diese Sparmaßnahme.
Weekend Music Radio.